Free and Rescue South Africa has a team on standby to deal with Tropical Cyclone Kenneth. It is expected to make landfall in Mozambique today, and it follows just over a month after the devastating cyclone Idai, which hit Mozambique with force just over a month ago. It killed over 1,000 people, wiping out entire villages and requiring ongoing international aid. Let's get a sense of what's expected to occur this time. South African Weather Service forecaster Buseletso Mofokeng joins us at this hour. Well, actually, in fact, we are waiting for Buseletso to join us, but we will have a sense in a very short time of exactly what is expected to happen on the ground. Now, my understanding so far is that this cyclone will not be as severe as Cyclone Idai, and that is why it's being called Tropical Storm Kenneth. But we do not know whether, as it gathers force moving over from the Comores, which is, it has hit already, whether it will gain intensity as it moves towards the area of Mozambique. We also need to figure out exactly what area it's going to make landfall is. My worry is that some of the reports that I have read suggest that it is going to make landfall in an area that is not accustomed to having the cyclones arrive there and essentially cause the destruction that they usually do. And so we do not know what the sense is on the ground. We have no idea at this point whether indeed the authorities are prepared, whether the mass evacuations that are required have taken place. We understand that about 500,000 people in this particular area are at risk, and we just don't know how effective government has been in being able to evacuate those people to higher ground. It's no easy task, as you can imagine. But let's bring into the conversation the South African Weather Service forecaster, Buseletso Mofokeng, who joins us at this hour. Buseletso, thank you so much for your time on Afternoon Drive. I see Kenneth is being referred to not as a cyclone, but as a tropical storm. What does that mean in terms of its intensity?
In fact, it is a tropical cyclone, Johanne. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners. In fact, this system had actually even had an eye. So once it has the eye, it's actually quite strong. We're expecting that at least the coastal areas in the province called Cabo Delgado, the wind strength there will reach about 180 kilometers an hour. That is the average speed, but it could actually go beyond that as a gust. Obviously, these strong winds are quite destructive. It is the position of where the tropical cyclone is a bit northwards. It's in the last province before you get to Tanzania. So also the people in Tanzania are going to be affected, especially those who are living to the southern, extreme southern areas of Tanzania. So yes, we also do expect a heavy rain with this tropical cyclone. It has not made a landfall. In other words, it's only a fraction of it over Mozambique and Tanzania. But I think in about going into the evening, it would have actually half of it will be through to Mozambique. That is why we are still cautioning for heavy rain. In fact, Mozambique itself had been quite active from early this week, issuing out warnings to the public. And of course, obviously, yes, the government would actually take part of the responsibility.
All right. This was our worry, that we know it's hit the Comores already, but perhaps that it could gain intensity as it heads towards Mozambique. Is that a possibility, Buseletso?
What I had seen moments ago is that it has just dropped a bit of its strength, considering that half of, or part of it has been over the land already. So there's a little bit of decrease. The eye that was open earlier on is starting to close, which is the indication that is becoming weak. Not weak to the extent that it's safe. It is still quite dangerous. It is still going to cause destruction. And again, we're still expecting it even tomorrow. It would have moved over land, over the extreme northern Mozambique. And that's where it's going to remain over the weekend. And I think going to about the 29th, it would have obviously subsided.
All right. That at least is good news, that its intensity is lessening as it moves along. What time is it likely to make landfall today, Buseletso?
As I'm saying, part of it is already on the Mozambique, but you remember, it should be half of it in. In other words, it's like a ball. So we talk about the circumference. If you cut it in half, I think around sunset, it would have actually had half of it over the overland. At the moment, it's just a fraction of it. But I think going into the late evening hours, it would have moved overland all completely, not forgetting that even people in Tanzania will be affected, and also possibly those in Zambia, because not because of the tropical cyclone, but because of the rain bands around it.
All right. Thank you so much for filling us in there. I've no doubt we'll be speaking to you in the next few days, Buzeletso, for a few more details on exactly how things are unfolding there. Thank you so much. All right. Let's bring into the conversation Ian Scher, the CEO of Rescue South Africa. Ian, good afternoon to you and great to have you with us as always. What sort of preparations are you making ahead of these tropical storms' arrival?
Hi, Jan. Thanks for the opportunity. Well, we put our team on standby. We kind of getting everything organized and starting to sort out the equipment that we want to take. We've been asked by disaster management in Mozambique to go on standby, and United Nations in Mozambique have also said to us that they'd like the team to come up there. So we're just trying to raise the funds to take about a 20 or 25 person team to Pemba. And if the funds get raised in the next hour or two, then we'll make the decision to go. But it would seem that they definitely want us to come and help. And they feel that, as much as people are saying it might be a little bit weaker than the other cyclone, the guys on the ground are fearing that it's going to be worse.
Yes, yes, which is understandable. Now, I understand many of those people are not accustomed to these sorts of weather phenomena, Ian. That creates real concern about their ability to cope.
Yes, because apparently further north, they've never actually been hit by the cyclone. The cyclones, there are two or three that have hit them since 2000. I think 2000 and 2008, there have been cyclones. It's further south, and those people are kind of a little bit, I don't want to say accustomed, but they've been sensitized to what to expect. And when the warning goes out, they know what to do. Further north, and must understand, is real, real Africa. I mean, communication is difficult. People are simple farmers. You know, it's not as easy as just putting it out on the radio and in the news, and everybody picks it up. So there are going to be challenges. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Ian, thank you for all you're about to do. We always know that you are there to assist whenever required. And thank you very much indeed for speaking to us today and giving us some sense of what you're preparing for as a Tropical Storm Kenneth prepares to hit Mozambique. It is expected to make landfall there as early as this evening.